Welcome back, everybody. I'm Rick Pettigrew with four fascinating news stories to tell you about from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. Our stories this time are about a new genetic study of the prehistoric Jomon people of Japan, a fresh analysis of a psychoactive drink used in an ancient Greek ritual, a newly discovered and very old petroglyph in Venezuela, and revised and older dating on a well-known Paleolithic site in Israel's Jordan Valley. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon, including our recent video series about searching for the lost aircraft of Amelia Earhart. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue in October 2026 with our tour of spectacular sites in Turkey, including Göbekli Tepe. Registration is open for that. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now, here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of February 15th through the 21st, 2026. Our first story this week comes from Japan, where a new study of the prehistoric Jomon people proposes that their two genetic lineages come from environmental and cultural factors affecting a single lineage rather than multiple lineages from different migration routes. As reported by Phys.org, the Jomon people first appeared in Japan some 16,000 years ago, where they would flourish for more than 10,000 years as sedentary hunter-gatherers. Most scholarly knowledge of them, including their overall population movement, is derived from archaeological sites or well-preserved artifacts, including pottery. Previous research has identified two main genetic lineages among the Jomon, one from eastern prehistoric Japan and another from the west. However, it was unknown whether these multiple lineages originated before or after the Jomon migration into Japan. Prior to this study, archaeologists had not yet conducted a comprehensive demographic history of the Jomon, despite large amounts of preserved genetic data. Many Jomon studies use genetics from present-day Japanese people, who also carry traces of more recent migrants from 3,000 years ago. To most accurately study the Jomon, however, researchers need to use Jomon remains. Professor Hiroki Ōota led a team from the University of Tokyo's Department of Biological Studies. As they shared in the journal JSTAGE, they used new genetic Jomon evidence, including the data from 13 newly sequenced skeletons. According to graduate student Koke Yoshida, the researchers used mitochondrial DNA from bones to analyze population changes over time. For analysis, Bayesian skyline plots used DNA mutations and statistical modeling to estimate demographic changes. The genetic results indicated that one group of Jomon ancestors migrated into Japan and then changed as they spread across the archipelago. Researchers also found that the population, especially in the east, had a significant increase between 13,000 and 8,000 years ago. Identifying a single parent lineage for the Jomon illuminates the importance of environmental and cultural factors in Jomon history. Eastern Japan had abundant food resources, including marine animals, while Western Jomon had fewer resources. These environmental factors might explain why Eastern Japan could support a larger population. However, the study's outline of Jomon history is called into question by some archaeological evidence. Future research will need to address this conflict between genetic and archaeological evidence. Ōota's lab plans to use paleo-environmental and ecological approaches to investigate further. Next, we turn a little west of Athens to the small town of Eleusis, where a new study has probed the particulars of a famously secretive cult ritual. Researchers experimentally confirmed that ergot fungus could have been used to produce a psychoactive drink. As reported by the Greek Reporter, researchers from the National and Kapodistrian University of Athens collaborated with international scholars on the study. They outlined their findings in the journal Scientific Reports. For centuries, scholars have puzzled over the Eleusinian mysteries. The rituals lasted for over 1,000 years, ending in the 4th century AD with the Christianization of the Roman Empire. Initiates from all social classes and each corner of the Greek world participated. The initiation ritual was grueling. It involved days of fasting, purification rites, and complete silence. A key part was drinking kaikion in the telesterion hall, a drink whose ingredients were never shared under threat of death. Historical accounts describe how the drink led to a profound transformation and powerful visions. The mysteries were inspired by the Homeric hymn to Demeter from the 7th century BC. Demeter, the goddess of agriculture, searched for her daughter Persephone, who had been taken by the god of death, Hades. Her grief led to the agricultural cycle of life and death that initiates would replicate every autumn. In 1978, archaeologists proposed that the strange effects of kaikion may have come from the ergot fungus that infects barley. Ergot produces ergot alkaloids that are related to LSD. Other scholars critiqued this proposal, as ergot can lead to a disease called ergotism, which caused mass death in medieval Europe. The new study experimentally tested whether ancient techniques could turn ergot into safe psychoactive compounds. Researchers used wood ash and water to make a lye solution, and then used that to heat powdered ergot. The team found that this process removed more dangerous compounds and created the safer psychoactive LSA, or lysergic acid amide, as well as iso-LSA. Chemical analyses confirmed the presence of LSA. Researchers proposed that ergot could also be neutralized via mixing with barley and mint or by air exposure. Nearby plains could have been a source for infected barley. Archaeologists are careful to note that the mysteries were not drug rituals. LSA worked together with fasting, collective ceremony, and expectation. They are also careful to express that this is not confirmation that they used ergot, but rather that it was possible that they did. Either way, this helps to further color our understanding of the most secretive mysteries of the ancient world. Our third story takes us to Venezuela's state of Monagas, where archaeologists have uncovered a stone petroglyph that is one of the country's oldest pieces of rock art. As reported by Heritage Daily, Venezuela has many ancient indigenous art forms, including petroglyphs or rock engravings. Other art forms include micropetroglyphs, geoglyphs, cave paintings, megalithic complexes, mythical stones, and lithic grinders. Researchers have used stylistic and relative chronological analysis to date most of these sites to the time between 6000 and 1700 BC. Mayor Daniel Monteverde and a commission from the National Land Institute announced the discovery of this new petroglyph, which sits in the highlands of Quebrada Seca in the Sedeño municipality of Monagas. Sedeño is known for the petroglyphs left behind by the ancestral Chaima and Carinya civilizations. The petroglyph has engravings of spirals, concentric circles, and anthropomorphic figures. Researchers believe the engravings are between 4,000 and 8,000 years old. They also propose that the figures belong to ancient cosmology and reflect connections to the sun, the water cycle, and ancestral spirits. Venezuelan petroglyphs involve four techniques: linear low relief, planar low relief, linear high relief, and planar high relief. The creator of this petroglyph carved shallow grooves in the linear low relief technique. These likely used stone chisels and hammers, as well as abrasive stones mixed with sand and water. Archaeologists have uncovered traces of pigments, making it likely that they were also painted. According to historian Luis Peñalver, this discovery is significant for Monagas, as it confirms that people made prehistoric rock art in the region. This also presents one of the oldest archaeological records in eastern Venezuela. The petroglyph also indicates that Sedeño was crucial for transit and settlement. Researchers can study these patterns of settlement, migration, and culture through stylistic patterns. For now, local officials are collaborating with the Institute of Cultural Heritage to research and date the engravings. Petroglyphs face risks from both erosion and human interference, so protecting this valuable record will be a coordinated effort going forward. We end our week in the Jordan Valley in Israel, where archaeologists have used three innovative dating techniques to determine that the important Ubaidiyah formation is around 1.9 million years old. This dating makes the Ubaidiyah prehistoric site one of the oldest human sites outside of Africa. As reported by Phys.org, the research was the work of Professor Ari Matman of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Professor Omri Barzilai from the University of Haifa, and Professor Miriam Bellmaker of the University of Tulsa. They published their study in the journal Quaternary Science Reviews. Archaeologists have long studied the Ubaidiyah formation because of its preserved connections to the Acheulean culture. The Acheuleans are distinguished by their comparatively complex bifacial stone tools, discovered next to large collections of animal remains. Previous datings of the site used relative chronology to predict an age between 1.2 and 1.6 million years old. The new study used three dating methods. The first is called cosmogenic isotopic burial dating. When cosmic rays hit rocks on Earth, they create rare isotopes that decay at predictable rates once underground. Researchers can analyze the decay to see how long the isotopes have been buried. However, this method is not infallible. The initial isotope dating was around 3 million years old, which contradicts all other available evidence about Ubaidiyah. As the research team described in their paper, they discovered that this result was likely due to sediment recycling. Within the Dead Sea Rift, sediments with artifacts are shifted and end up settling at the edge of this site's paleo lake. Their next method used sediments from the lake to detect Earth's magnetic field preserved within them. Sediments preserve the magnetic field position as it is when they settle, enabling researchers to compare the patterns to historical magnetic field patterns. This analysis revealed the sediment dating to the Matuyama-Crone period, which began more than 2 million years ago. The final method used fossils of freshwater Melanopsis snail shells. The researchers performed uranium-lead analysis to create a minimum dating for the stone tool layers. Compiled together, these methods indicate that Ubaidiyah is at least 1.9 million years old. This is comparable to the Dimanisi site in Georgia and indicates early human settlement of multiple areas outside Africa. The team's findings also signal that stone tool-making traditions, which include Acheulean and the simpler Oldowan, diffused along various routes from Africa at the same time. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.